Ben and Skins size it up on the tickets Mavs postgame show. Live from the Jack Daniels Tennessee Whiskey Old Number 7 Club inside the AAC after every Mavs home game on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket.
Tomorrow you're going to have a great opportunity to enjoy the fine work of the Gentle Musers at Stone Appliance. 5:30 to 10 a.m. are the hours of their morning drive presentation. And the Stone Appliance in question is the one in Allen. That is at Highway 75 and McDermott up that way. They will have ticket t-shirts, which could be registered for and perhaps won by you. They will have ticket chicks on hand for you to try to pick up. And the Musers Cooking Hour will take place from 9 until 10, where they're encouraging all of us, and I'm just going to read this verbatim, come by and see what they'll be whipping up.
The Musers.
Maybe they'll make you some pancakes. Stone Appliance tomorrow.
Soufflés or something.
All right. Now, today, as we said, we've got a lot of stuff to get to. We're going to get going on this stadium issues, the two stadium issues that are before us today. But first, it seems as though we have a little bit of an element of disclosure. Which means that somebody on the crew has done something or is about to do something. And usually disclosure takes the form of trying to fly something under radar, but actually that's more non-disclosure. This is legitimate disclosure in that this person is coming forward.
Well, do we need to go around the...
Oh yeah, we definitely need to do that. This person is coming forward before they do it. So we'll just start in that way we always do with you, Grego. Is it you?
You know, I'm always a candidate because I'm a very seedy person, but I'm not going to disclose anything, so no, not me.
You don't have anything going on that you want to tell everybody about?
There might be something you might uncover, but I'm not going to fess up to anything, but that's not me.
Danny, you got any disclosure?
Why are you skipping me?
I, with Grego, have done some amazingly awful, awful things. Especially this week.
You skip me.
I'm not going to admit to any of it. So, no, it's not me.
Why'd you skip me?
Just ask me. You don't have anything
right
going on?
I'm going to take my chances.
I'm looking at you.
Because if it's me...
Ask me.
Or if it's not me, I'm not going to throw something out there.
Just say the words.
How about you, Kevin
Here
Scott?
I am.
Shut up.
Hora.
Kevin Scott's not in the studio.
Is it him? Maybe it's Kevin Scott.
It's not me, guys.
That's the worst Kevin Scott in the history of the...
Hey guys, it's me, Kevin Scott.
Psycho? You got anything going that you want to tell us about?
Nope.
Anything, I don't know, book signings or whatever?
No, nothing like that. Any new gigs? Maybe fish batching gigs? Fish hook baitings or job interviews or anything like that you want to tell us about?
Opening up any bait shops or anything?
Nope.
Nothing?
Nothing. I got nothing.
Well, Rhines.
Is it you, Mike?
Hey, Rhines, we got to ask you.
Well, no.
Is it you?
Why don't you just go to me?
I mean, you skipped you.
Michael?
So, is it you?
No, it's really not me. Now, Kevin Scott is back with us.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe it was him because he took off.
You ducked out of here.
I didn't realize he was gone after that incredible impression.
Yeah, it's not me, and I just spoke with the captain. It's not him either.
It's neither one of us.
Captain and Tennille are here?
Captain, huh?
No, he tapped me, and I asked him, do you have anything to disclose? And he said no.
Well, that's okay, Kevin. I think you just did there.
Okay, it's not me. Ron, it's not you. It's not Danny.
It's me.
It's not here. Kevin. It's not Psycho.
Look at me.
How about you, Cobra?
Well.
Is it you?
They call it the snake.
It's me. Now, I thought I'd come forward with this before I got busted because there's no question I'd get busted.
Why?
Because...
Always try to fly it
always
under radar.
Try to fly it.
Should
always.
I have tried to fly this under radar?
It's better for the show when you try to fly it under
because
radar.
Because it never works. You can't fly anything under this radar.
No. I can't drive to Arlington without it flying under the radar.
Right. That's what's great about this because you know what? The P1s, they're all squealers. Every one of them. They're tattletales.
Well,
I'm so sorry.
Sunday night is the Oscars.
Screw the P1.
And Monday morning,
Michael,
I will be joining Channel 8's Good Morning Texas to discuss said Oscars.
On TV.
That's right.
Florida.
So the legitimate news operation of Channel 8 is importing you to discuss the Oscars.
They call it the snake. Because he knows how to operate Internet Explorer and click print. He will be on television. It's amazing.
Why are they getting you on
He's got them duped into thinking that he actually knows something about the entertainment world.
I do.
Okay.
So they're having you on as some kind of expert?
Well, I think specifically what they want to talk about is not so much the awards handed out, but the fashion.
Oh, boy. You're the one to consult with that.
So.
Boy, damned if you ain't the clothes horse.
They should have got me for that.
I will be on there discussing Oscar.
Now, will this Oscar be in a roundtable format, or
I mean, are they getting other?
I don't know
experts from town.
I know Scott Sams will be there with me.
If he says something even remotely,
Chris Ryan in there or somebody like that.
No,
if Scott Sams says something
or
even
Jagger?
Remotely funny, which is
Jagger.
That's the odds are long that he's going to do that. Fly the ticket pterodactyl in.
Oh gosh, how much for that?
I can't recreate the ticket pterodactyl.
$20 Fly that baby through there.
It has to be a legitimate laugh.
That'll make Belo stock plummet immediately.
The ticket pterodactyl?
Yeah, that Belo stock would just go through the floor.
So it's you, Scott Sams, Chris Ryan, and Jagger.
No, I don't think Chris Ryan or Jagger are going to be there.
Debbie Denman and Steve Harvey?
Who's the girl on there? Debbie Ferguson?
Debra Ferguson.
She's
on
Channel 5.
That's Steve Lamb's wife.
Your phone should be ringing any minute telling you, never mind.
Steve Lamb? He's got a little chocolate milk working?
What, no?
No, not really.
Not at all?
Oh, is Debra Ferguson white?
Yeah, she kind of is.
Well, who's the black chick I'm thinking of?
Is it Debbie Denman? Is she the one on Channel 8?
Yeah, she's the one on Channel 8, isn't she?
Good Morning,
I think
Texas.
So.
Yeah.
Okay, that's who I'm thinking of. Lena Horne? She black?
Yeah, but she's not hosting any morning show for Channel 8, I don't believe.
Oh.
So who else is going to be on there?
I think their Yuck Monkey's going to be on there.
They have a Yuck Monkey?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. They do have a Yuck Monkey.
Snake!
What's his name?
I don't know how I know so much about this show. But I've seen promos for their Yuck Monkey.
Is that Dave something?
I don't know.
They call him
the Y guy?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, my God. This guy is so horrible.
Hey.
All right, so it's going to be you, Scott Sams, Debbie Denman,
Dave
the Channel
Little,
8 Young
the
Monkey,
guy.
And Dave Little.
Samaki Walker. And who else?
The Ticket Pterodactyl.
Join me, Dave Little, in the Ticket Pterodactyl, along with Corby Davidson and the Black Girl.
And we're going to be discussing...
I just want to know why they're having you on.
You know why?
Because you're really not into that. Into the tune of that stuff. You're really not.
Into entertainment?
Yeah, you're really not.
Okay. Sure, I have them snowed, but don't you guys have everybody snowed when it comes to baseball?
And they absolutely
wanna
not.
And they want to book you guys for baseball stuff?
Absolutely not.
You have them snowed.
Not.
So you come on here and throw out, the Rangers are going to be great this year.
Are you saying we don't know anything about baseball?
Mike, can you join us tonight to talk baseball? It seems you know a lot about it. You say the Rangers are going to be great. Yeah, that's all you got to do. If you have a microphone in front of your face and you spout off about something, God, that guy knows so much. Woo!
Well, we do know a lot about baseball.
Right. Yeah.
No question about it.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Right.
That's why we're sought after around town.
I guarantee you, I know more about entertainment than you do baseball.
There is not even...
All right.
I guarantee you.
Okay.
Oh. No question about it. Snake?
Well, that's no challenge here.
How could this be decided?
It can't.
Yeah, it can't. That's why he threw it out there.
So I went for throwing it out there, for thinking of it.
Now, we're legitimate baseball experts.
Okay.
We're legitimate.
All right.
Well, we are.
The Hammer.
See who can print online in Baseball America fastest.
Yeah. Just because you subscribe to Baseball Weekly...
No such publication.
Oh, yeah, there is.
There is. USA Today. Baseball Weekly.
No, it's
baseball.
USA Today Sports Weekly now.
Oh, they changed it?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, well.
Not enough interest, huh?
See?
Sorry. Well, you guys are on top of things.
You're damn right we are when it comes to baseball.
That's right.
And then you get your Cliff Notes Baseball Encyclopedia version each March.
What?
Where you can scour the minor leagues and memorize a few names and then throw them out there like, wow.
Minor League Report Bound Edition.
God, did you hear him throw out
that? Yes, we did.
Mark Leupner? I've never even heard of the guy, but Mike knows him. He must be so versed in baseball.
That's right.
And don't you forget.
That's all you got to do.
Mike and Greg will be staying up late, flipping through their baseball reference. Scorby will be brushing his teeth while flipping through a Teen People. They'll both be studying hard for the test.
So that's good that you're going to be on there.
Yes.
What are you going to wear? Yeah, don't wear something to embarrass the station.
You know what?
If you're going to be discussing fashion, what are you going to wear?
$15 for the Ronin t-shirt.
No. They told me I could wear anything.
Wear the polyester jacket.
As long as it's not white.
Ronin.
It's gray.
Ronin.
Or what else has he got?
He's got that crazy polyester 70s jacket. He could wear that.
Oh, God, I hate that. I hate that almost as much as your leather jacket.
I haven't worn that in a while.
I know. It hadn't been cold enough.
Should I wear that?
How about the fur vest and beanie?
I'm not doing that.
Why?
Why? Oh, I'll do it. I was on Juicy the other night wearing Pampers. I mean, come on.
How about the jumpsuit?
That's funny.
Why not?
I'm not going to go. I'm not going to make an ass out of their program. They are nice enough to ask me on.
How about the jumpsuit and the polyester jacket?
No.
Why? You thought about it.
Wear the polyester jacket, a nice button-down shirt with the collar out over the jacket collar, and some bell-bottoms.
Bell-bottoms.
I'll do that. I'll wear jeans. I'll wear a funky button-down in the 70s polyester overcoat.
And can we add?
And shades.
Knee-high moccasins on the outside. I've got $100 for that look. Rhymes?
Knee-high moccasins.
Knee-high moccasins on the outside of your, laced up on the outside of your jeans.
Like Ted Nugent.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm throwing in. Rhymes may match me. Will you match me on that, Rhymes?
You know how much those cost?
That's $200 right there.
$500 and I'll think about it. That's minimum.
Then you have to buy the moccasins.
Yeah, where am I going to get the knee-high moccasins?
We'll get them from Dan McDowell.
Come on, you got to take advantage of this. You got to stick
it up. I already had this discussion with my wife, and she was like, please don't embarrass the family.
Well, how is that? That's legitimate footwear.
No, it's not.
Knee-high moccasins?
I'm not doing that. I'll wear...
What if we come up with...
I'll wear a suit.
I may just float you with a $500 right here myself.
Why don't you wear a suit?
I'm not wearing a suit.
How about a tuxedo?
Why? I'm not
wearing I'll tell you what, how about let's spin the outfit wheel and whatever lands on you have to wear.
You show up like a cowboy.
Hey, guys.
How long is this program? A half hour?
How about the cop outfit?
Yeah, I think I'm only on there for a couple segments. The Good Morning Texas is an hour, hour and a half. I'm not sure how long it is.
I hope you have the holders.
The what?
The holders?
Yeah. It's when you have to hold in your flatulence because you're in mixed company.
Why would you want to do that? Why not just let fly?
On screen?
Yeah.
How much for that?
Well, how are we going to know?
That'll get you $500 right there.
I'll place the mic in a special place.
You'll notice when he lifts his leg.
Yeah, only I guess we'll know if you shift in your chair a little bit.
Right. And hike up a little bit.
And all of a sudden, Debbie Dimon just passes out. You know, do it and blame it on Scott Sams on camera.
Good
Scott,
Lord,
come
Scott.
On.
Jeez.
You got your feeling pain over here. Come on.
Do we need him to say anything?
Take a pterodactyl. You need to laugh. I mean, because somebody will say something funny. When they do, you got to laugh like that.
You cannot recreate that. I don't know where that came from.
See, I don't think he can recreate that either.
There's no way to recreate Ticket Pterodactyl. I mean, if you notice, that laugh is a punctuator to a normal laugh that just isn't... It's like I didn't want to quit, but I did, you know? And that just...
To see this giant prehistoric bird like, carrying an egg.
With Corby's head on it?
Yeah.
With that rodentia hair of his?
What if they send me
a beak? Somebody needs to draw us a picture of the Ticket Pterodactyl.
What if they send me into Good Morning Texas on wires? And I'm just flying through there making that noise.
Well, maybe we can get that funded. look like Peter Pan. Right there. Very visible wires.
What, just a beak?
All right, well, very good, Cobra.
Congratulations, Snake.
We know you won't. Now, what is this?
Oh, no, I won't embarrass you at all.
Monday morning,
right?
Yes.
That means you're going to have to get up early, right?
What I have time to be there at 8:30.
All right, very good. We'll be by the channel.
Thank you.
Everybody else will, too. Last offer, $500 of my own money.
No.
$500.
For moccasins?
For a mohawk.
Quota.
No.
Well, okay.
No.
But you're so rich, you don't need $500.
Right.
All right, we have two local stadium issues afoot. We will get into those next here on The Ticket.